one more time, and I'm going to keep pounding this home time and time again, that our new email address here at KFGO for the studio, if you're trying to reach us, is kfgo.studio@mwcradio.com. The important part is mwcradio.com. The other part of it explained itself, kfgo.studio@mwcradio.com. And every day it seems that more and more people are getting used to that new email address and sending us emails that way. And so just keep that in mind. If you want to, you know, send me something telling me I'm great or telling me that I stink or whatever, or send me a link or photos, as some people already today have done, please use the new email address, kfgostudio@mwcradio.com. As I was paging through my stack of newspapers and news briefs and everything else this morning, a headline caught my eye, and it came out of the Minneapolis Star Tribune newspaper, and the headline says, "Running of the Bulls event at Canterbury has some seen red." And anytime you see the phrase "running of the bulls," it piques your interest because you think of Pamplona, Spain, where they have these crazy bulls running down the street and people are getting gored. And we always see the video of it about once a year. And so I thought, this is something we need to talk about on this program. And so I had Pinto reach out to the mayor of Shakopee, Minnesota, where Canterbury Park, the racetrack, is. His name is Brad Tabke, and he joined us on the Mike McFeely Show to talk about perhaps running of the bulls in Shakopee, Minnesota. Hello, Your Honor. How are you doing, Mr. Tabke? How's it going?
I'm doing well, Mike. How about yourself?
Well, what is the proper title for a mayor? His Honor, Your Honor, Hey Buddy, what is the
Brad
proper?
Works just fine.
Brad
for
is
me.
Fine. Good. Okay, Brad, we'll call you Brad. You can call me Mike. Thanks. And we'll be off. Okay. So what's the deal? There's going to be something possibly now, it's in the planning stages still, called the Great Bull Run at Canterbury Park. And it sounds like people are going to get the opportunity to run with the bulls, as they say, Brad. What's going on here?
Yeah, that is, you hopefully know, we have in Shakopee a bunch of different entertainment attractions. Mm-hmm. Canterbury Park is one of them, where they generally race horses at the track and are having a great season. But this is an event that is tentatively being talked about for next year, so I'm not 100% sure how this turned into a big thing today and over the weekend. But yeah, they haven't. Canterbury hasn't signed any contracts or committed to the event at all at this point. The promoters just put it out there that we have a date on the schedule. But it would be a fairly disingenuous running of the bulls. They've got some bulls that they put out, and they have a track that they would run through with people. And there's the first one in the United States. Evidently, it's a group from Europe that does this, and they came over the United States to do a tour. And the first one is in Virginia here in a few weeks. And their stipulations are that nobody under the age of 35 can run. And there are a whole bunch of different waivers that people have to sign because they say they might die. And I think it's a lot of hoopla about the whole thing. But it is interesting nonetheless. And if folks want to go for it and do it, that's their choice.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you, is as the mayor of Shakopee, and I know that, you know, it's not your decision in the end to do this, because Canterbury Park can make their own decisions on this of whether or not to do this. But as the mayor of Shakopee, is this something you want in your town? Because if things do go wrong, and when I think of the running of the bulls, I think of the highlights I see on ESPN from Spain, where guys are getting a bullhorn stuck in their rib cage when they're pinned up against a building. Is that... Are you okay with that as the mayor? It sounds like you are.
Yeah, I personally, I'm okay with it. I think that we're all adults and can make our own good decisions and make decisions for ourselves. And so I don't see a reason why I need to be overly concerned if someone decides that they'd like to run with the bulls. I've had a few people yelling at me today about the fact that we shouldn't be allowing this to happen for the welfare of the animals. And then also have had some people emailing me, and had a few calls actually from people who have actually run with the bulls in Pamplona, and that it's an extraordinary experience. So bringing it here is a great thing. Hmm. and they would love to do it again. So it's the reactions have been all across the board with how this should go. But I'm a firm believer that adults can make their own decisions, and I don't need to be in the middle of that for them.
Has most of the quote-unquote outcry come from animal rights people? Because, I worry about people's welfare, and I sometimes it is my belief that perhaps the government does need to step in and make decisions to keep people from hurting themselves. But I'm not on board with, oh my gosh, it's, you know, poor animals that are being mistreated here. I'm not there. So is most of the, again, quote unquote uproar coming from animal rights activists?
Yeah. And I have not witnessed nor seen any uproar over the whole thing. I know that they've been writing it up as that. And a couple of folks have had comments in the, newspaper comment sections and things like that. But I haven't heard much of anything about this except for from the media over the weekend. So it's been one of those interesting stories that has bubbled up, because it's fascinating to think about this kind of thing happening around here. But we don't know enough about it yet, Mike, to really know if there is any animal welfare concerns that we need to have with regard to this, at least in my opinion. Canterbury leadership is going to go out to watch the one in Virginia here at the end of this month and just see what the whole thing is really about, because we don't really know what the ramifications are and how the animals are treated and all those things. It seems at this point like it's just some bulls that are fairly used to humans, that they will run together down the track, and that will be the beginning and the end of it. So, but exactly how it works, we don't really know yet, and we'll do some research and figure that out.
Brad Tabke is the mayor of Shakopee, Minnesota. That's a suburb of the Twin Cities, home of Canterbury Park, home of Valley Fair, some other great attractions that a lot of folks from Fargo-Moorhead take advantage of over the years.
That's great to hear. Yeah, it's been a wonderful wonderful summer. We've had great weather since it stopped snowing, as you guys know.
Just last week up here, Brad, it stopped snowing.
People come and visit Shakopee, and we've got a bunch of new hotels, and so it's been wonderful to have all the folks come in to visit and take advantage of what we've got here.
You bet. And you answered this question already, sort of, Brad, but this doesn't sound like these bulls are going to be these raging steroidal maniacs like they are in Spain. It sounds like it's a little bit tempered down bulls, and that it's not quite going to be like it is in Spain. It sounds like it's going to be very controlled, very short. And so even from that standpoint, at least according to the folks who run this thing or promote it, it sounds like it's not exactly going to be risking your life getting in with the bulls. There's always a chance that something could happen, but I'm guessing that these bulls are not quite as rage-filled as the ones are in Spain.
Exactly. Yeah, that, from everything that I've seen and heard from Canterbury and from checking out the company's website, is that they definitely want to have an experience for people and have people have fun. But the chance of injury and things going really wrong are fairly minimal. And no one, when I said earlier that people get to make their own choices, I very much, for the most part, believe that. But we don't want anybody to get hurt, and we don't want to create situations where people can get really hurt. So I do not see Canterbury moving forward with something that there is high probability of someone, being severely injured or dying on the track. I think that would be much worse for them than anything else they could be happening.
I
trust their leadership and their judgment implicitly. And so we'll see how it turns out, and if they actually want to move forward with the event. And if they do, then we'll take a deeper look at it and make sure that everything looks good, and then we'll roll with it from there.
Are you going to do this if this comes to fruition? Will Brad Tabke be running with the bulls in Shakopee, Minnesota?
Nope, absolutely not. Okay. They actually contacted me a few months ago to see if I wanted to be involved, and I said, no, I don't want anything to do with the running the bulls. And then there are also other events planned on happening at the same time if it moves forward, with having a big tomato throwing deal, as they do the Tomatino in Italy. And so they're doing that with tons of tomatoes, evidently, and then also they'll have live bands and a lot of stuff going on today. So it's scheduled to be a big event, but we'll have to see how it all goes. And so I said that if I'm if I'm reelected this fall, that I would love to throw out the first tomato next year. So we'll see how that works.
Perfect. Say, and by the way, you know this because you have been in the game long enough, Brad, but the reason in part that this is a big story, quote unquote, again, big story, is because there ain't much happening in the world right now. There, you know, there's a,
exactly. Today is a boring day, is it not?
It's a little bit slow lately in the world of news. Yes, there's no doubt about
it. Yep, exactly. So. You can talk about bowls, you can talk about A-Rod today, and that's where you get to go.
You're exactly right. By the way, your opinion on A-Rod, he's going to get a suspension through next year. He's going to appeal it, of course. Is that a big enough suspension for A-Rod, or should he be gone, lifetime ban? In your opinion.
I would rather see him gone lifetime just because I don't like the guy, and I think that what he's done is not healthy for the game of baseball at all. But then, again, I'm a Kansas City Royals fan, so I don't really know a whole lot.
Wow. I had a lot of respect for you there for a second, Brad, and then you said that, and boy.
Yeah, I grew up in Northwest Iowa, and we would go to Kansas City Royals games all summer long, and we moved to Minnesota in 2003, so I cheer for the Twins whenever they're not playing the Royals, and that's the way our life works when it comes to baseball.
I got you. Brad, thank you. I appreciate you coming on today.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great day. Good talking to you.
Brad Tabke, mayor of Shakopee, Minnesota.